Blog Talk Radio. You know what it is, man. It's your boy E-Max, and you have tuned in to another episode of the Elder Speak Show. Broadcasting live right here from Cleveland, Ohio. Got Brother John Chandler in the house. We got Chrissy Chris in the house. And we are chilling in the village. So what's good, everybody? You know you can call that number at 646-478-0944. Press the 1 if you want to talk. Don't do nothing if you want to listen. Also, you can just log on to blogtalkradio.com/hoodtalkradio. That's all one word. And scroll till you see the Elder Speak Show. Yes, trust me, it is all that. Now, on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8, that's every other Tuesday until, you know what I'm saying, we get into the swing of things. That's a brand new show, and we enjoy each and every minute of the Elder Speak Show, because if y'all think I be talking some stuff, man, y'all, now y'all know where I get it from. You know what I'm saying? Because I grew up listening to the host and the cast of the Elder Speak Show. So, trust me. A lot of people say, imagine that, where you be getting all this information from. Nah, I never reveal my source. But here we go, y'all. So, y'all enjoy the Elder Speak Show. And the floor is yours.
Well, thank you, Big E. I want to thank you for allowing us to have this microphone to be able to bring forth some topics of the day and just be able to expand and extrapolate on some of the things that's happening. And I want to say good evening to everyone out in the office, audience. I should say, first of all, anybody got any heat they can spare, sitting on over to Cleveland, we can use it. This chill is kind of interesting. I don't know about global warming, but I tell you, I want to see some global heat. That would be helpful.
Right.
I tell you, there's so much going on here. I don't know where to start with different things happening. As you listen to the news, just some of the things that's said aside that just mean so effective from the sublime to the ridiculous. I was listening about the FBI and what's going on and what's the town again?
Ferguson.
And it's unfortunate tragedy all around. It's indicative of what is happening here, especially with some of the certain communities. And I don't need to extrapolate on those. But down in the community, just circumstances. You had to be in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time. Anything is something to happen, you don't get the benefit of the doubt. However, I was listening and came across that the FBI said, and sent it out not only to Ferguson, but all the other Atlanta and some of the other places where there may be protests, stating it might be infiltrated by people who are bent on destruction and clashes with the authorities, and that they may be having gas masks and weapons and this, that, and the other. And I'm saying to myself, when did that happen? You know, I don't recall us having protests with gas masks and weapons and stuff. You know, at best, you may get a rock or a bottle. But, you know, and then I look at what they are poised to bring out, the National Guards, and you see them in these troop tank things with the sprays and all the guns. I'm like, wait, hold on. Is this Iraq, Afghanistan? Is this Somalia or some foreign country, Egypt or something? I mean, they had all millions and millions of people in Egypt, and the best they got was some people riding in camels with sticks, you know, trying to break them up.
Yeah,
the tank, you know, some of the, right, you know, I'm telling you, I'm saying, you know, last time I thought this America, we could have peaceful protests. And I'm just saying, how do you hype the subject? Now, they talk about these protesters with FBI, but you may have remember back the guy who was out west, and he had all these people that came out with these AK-47s and all this, talking about they were going to fight the government, all because this guy ripped off the government for sitting up there raising his cows for the last 100 years.
Right.
And his father did it before that. And since they did it, he didn't have to pay. Owed $1 million. I ain't seen them collect. But they ain't say nothing about that. You got Hannity and all the rest of them talking about rights and stuff until he slipped up and started talking about what he really felt. Then everybody backed off. But the quote-unquote right-wing, whatever, they didn't. They paraded their guns and held off the U.S. Marshals. And I ain't seen nobody calling out the National Guards, any troopers coming in there. Got to make me wonder just where we at in this.
Seems like, well, me, I'm an internet junkie, so I do a lot of stuff on the internet, man. I go to CNN, all the, mainstream media outlets, and also some underground media outlets. And some of the information is the same, and some of it is not. But I am curious about this new slogan everybody is using called the rule of law.
Not the law of the jungle.
You know, I'm pretty sure if y'all haven't heard, you probably seen the little videos all over YouTube and everywhere about George W. Bush Sr., the HW, trying to bring in this little New World Order thing. You know, so a lot of the arrows is pointing, and I did for the past couple of years a lot of research on the Bavarian Illuminati and actually different phases of what they call this New World Order agenda. You know, you got Project they had back in the days, which was COINTELPRO, and then they moved it up to Agenda 21, you know, and now it's, what is the name of it now? It was COINTELPRO, then it was Agenda 21, and I can't think of that name that they got for it right now, but it's all supposed to be leading into what they consider the New World Order. But in order to establish that, what they believe is that you have to have chaos. Out of chaos comes order. You know what I'm saying? This is the rule of thumb. But ever since George Herbert Walker Bush made that statement about what it's going to take, and so did Dick Cheney, it's going to take, and it's been popularized, and everybody talking about, you know, oh, the country is going to have to suffer something devastating. But it didn't work with the 9/11 trick. So now they want since the Trayvon Martin thing didn't cause a civil war or uprising or a race riot or race war, as they can, you know, they even went so far to stand that out and start talking about it with some people in Florida eating people's flesh. You know, the officers were shooting at them and the bullets didn't harm this person. So, I mean, you know.
You know, again, being an elder, I'm just coming into, and once again, I want to thank you all this for listening in to Black Talk Radio and giving us the opportunity to speak on several topics. But as I hear you say about social media and some of the things you have, it's been a historical thing that's happened. Mm-hmm. And I think the last time we spoke, I was looking at the situation saying about race and so much coming down to class. And some of the things that are out there are so evident, you can't look around it. Every time I look up and especially some of the financial shows, I hear about the top 1% getting 80% of the wealth that's been here the last 20 years, 90%, and how the taxes are screwed to the point whereby if you have a capital gain, it's taxed at 10%, and everybody's at 40%. And one of the things that's talked about is minimum wage and a living wage, and I'm looking at it, and they're talking about $10 an hour, and I'm trying to fashion myself when I go to the grocery store, especially since I'm getting older and can't hustle like I did before, and I see prices going up, and I'm saying $10 an hour don't get you anywhere. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's $80 a day times 5 days. That's $200. Yeah. $800. Where are you going to do anything with that? But yet still, I hear on see on TV where they're having $800 meals and you got all these cooking shows and every other commercial is a car commercial.
Yeah.
Telling you that you should be in the Ford Prius and you should be in this and that. And I'm trying to figure who's out there buying it. Because if it's only 1%, they're up there, then the other 90 is struggling like hell to try and get there. And I think they swallowed the Kool-Aid. Now, I must admit, I've never crash-traded a hog, okay? In fact, the last hog I seen in person, I wanted to run because it's big as hell. So I don't know about castrating like my girl did in Iowa. But all this stuff, and if you notice, all of this comes from the West.
Mm-hmm.
South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Iowa, Idaho. I'm trying to figure out, who lives there?
Nobody, and that's why they come from there. Ooh. See, they then came over here and bought land that nobody wanted. And now that they're there, everybody's like, oh, we could have had some of that land for the homeless and this and that, and blah, 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 blah.
But it goes back to, and this is why I say historically, when you go to the Dust Bowl and how things have been taken over by large farms instead of family farms. The family farm in America is a myth. Okay. It's run by multinational corporations, General Mills, Monsanto, all those folks. Again, ConAgra, and they're getting all these subsidies. And I wonder why should you be subsidized? Because look at the commercials. What is that one with the Koch brothers? We started off small. Now we all in America. Had a little baby with diapers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then the diapers go in the toilet and mess up the sewage, and I got to pay for it.
Yeah.
I got to buy pollution rate. Because diapers being stuff where they ain't supposed to, because they're not biodegradable. But I'm supposed to say, thank you, Coke? I don't think so. I look at all these great combines, and I'm trying to go back to when they talk about Rockwell and being on the farm and the small American farmer. I ain't seen no combines like that. You see three of them in every week. What the hell is going on? Now, again, I come back to who lives here. When you got more people in Chicago in this area, Cleveland, Baltimore, Atlanta, Houston, then you have in the whole state of North and South Dakota. But yet still they get two senators that can stop anything that happens in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. Now, just aside, Keystone Pipeline. Okay, it's supposed to have some jobs temporarily. So did the place in Alaska. But I ain't seen population Alaska change. Okay? I didn't see all of a sudden Alaska rival Ohio in terms of population. Last time I checked, wasn't nobody out there checking that pipeline. You see what those ice road truckers, they take some pipes up there. I ain't seen no people. How many jobs did that do?
Right.
But the oil's still pumping. Okay, now, rightly so. It was our oil. But now they don't put this pipeline run through our country to what they call the aquifer, which is what takes care of the grain. And it's going to be Canadian oil shipped through all our country to go to the Gulf, to go overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's heavy oil that we can't refine.
Wow.
So we can't use it here. It's going to be for the world export. It isn't doing any good for us. And President Obama says it. I don't care if President Obama, Clinton, it could have been Mitch. Well, I don't know if Mitch would have did it. But I'm just saying, how do you say temporarily a couple of jobs, you're going to put a pipeline that's not going to benefit you? I ain't hear them say nothing about any taxes, nothing about any subsidies to the states. Yes, they're going to put this pipeline on the ground and pump out all this oil from Alberta. And I'm asking myself, why? Now, the guy in South Dakota, Bethune, says, well, I want to see it because I want to get the oil out of the cars so that we can put corn in there. I'm like, hold it a minute. Why did it have to go in the first place?
Yeah, because, you know, our bodies don't digest corn well, so.
Well, not only that, the alternative they're giving you is, it's sneaking past Chicago and all that. Everybody out there somewhere got a railroad track. I have to live by one. And let me tell you, every day, every now and then, especially when I hear squeaks, I hear clang. I wonder, am I far enough away? Just a couple of things to think about. Once again, I want to thank you to listen to Black Talk Radio, Elder to speak. There's a couple of issues out there if you have any comments on, but I'm just wondering. I don't know. It seems to me, I hear all these people talk about the millions of dollars they get. Another thing, and I'm going to leave it to you, and I'll stop. But I was hearing about, what was it, Chase Bank and what's the other big one? Bank of America. $10 billion fine. Oh, largest in history. Then to come to find out, they're going to write it off. It was taxes. Which means, again, they don't pay taxes on it, so we don't have to make up for it. Yeah. So what's the loss? And it ain't coming from them. It's coming from the stockholders. And I want to let you know, my 401k went to a 401a. Okay, I want to go to a 401z. Okay? I'm missing something here. All kinds of stuff I've been told. My pension went down. Okay? I can't get no raise or nothing. And that's not even talk about Social Security. I'm glad I'm not a veteran. Because if I could, I'd be messed up. You know, where in the hell? You don't let me go with ISIS and they cutting off heads and stuff. And I got to come back and get treatment. It'll take me 5 months. Come on. Mm-hmm. No, I believe in the Vietnam veteran. I'm not the Vietnam veteran. See how old I am? But the vets is coming over and you should have. I see the wounded warrior. And I want to tell you, I got me a blanket. I sure enough did. I put in my $19. And I got another 11 months ago. And then I'll be able to be comfortable. But ain't no way in hell my child going over to Afghanistan, Pakistan. Nobody stand but here. I want to stand up for you because it's retarded and then they get messed up. They can't get treated here. You talk about a job and I understand it. But they fighting with people. Can you see a Vietnam vet with no legs trying to walk at Walmart greeting you? Have a great day.
Yeah.
It ain't making sense. We ain't getting nothing out of it. And one last thing. They say that we pay more money for defense than five or six, Russia, Germany, Japan, and all the rest of them. We don't get nothing out of it but a headache and a due bill. Some make right. And they tell me I got to do it. And I don't understand it. I don't need no F-29. I don't need no F-44. I don't need no bomb that can blow up half a block. Because, hell, they might use it on us.
What about the drones? They got them flying around and peeking on everybody. And what do they do?
We don't want to get the drones, okay? We really don't want to get the drones. It's bad enough trying to avoid the bird hitting my car. I can imagine drones coming down, okay? Especially when anybody can put something on top of it. And get here. And then that brings us back to what? If you seen the movies, what was then, what is his name? In the President's movie, when they took it over and bombed it, the black guy, name? Ain't Eddie Murphy. I'm trying to think, who was this?
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah.
And I was watching that a little bit ago, how they blew. I'm like, damn. They need to really take care of the president. You mean the terrorists come over and take over? Say, they got a fool jumping the fence. He's jumping the fence and getting into the red room. And then what they find out is there's some fool called Secret Service on the phone talking to probably his mistress or some stripper with the doll. He at least could have let the dog stay out there, but he got the dog, I guess, to keep quiet so they don't notice him. Talking on the phone while somebody creeping in the White House. And what did the man say? I didn't worry because I thought the door would be locked. Clint Eastwood got to be, he ain't dead yet. I would say Rolling in his grave with all those movies they made about how you throw yourself in front of the president for a bullet.
Yeah.
And so the thing of that is, well, you'll make a cell phone call inside and say, excuse me, somebody's at the back door and got in. when you go back to the panic room. Okay? I'm missing something here, folks. I'm missing it, and we don't want to talk. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and think about some of those things because there might be some other issues. But there's things that happen. And once again, I'm glad you talked in Black Talk Radio, the Elder Show. I don't want to take up too much and maybe get a call in here about some of these things. But, you know, we got to vocalize, and it's not just so much. I see the internet, and they come up with it, and everybody's blogging, but you got to actually start talking to people and see it. Because all I ask you to do, just listen who's talking all that stuff about American stuff and where they come from. They don't have any people, okay? I'm in Cleveland. I know Cincinnati and Columbus. And I love my people in Coshocton, in Tiffin, in Tippecanoe. And I sympathize with the brothers who sit down in Marietta and got to go in the coal mine. But let me tell you, there's a real world here. And something has to happen here amongst all of us. Instead of going over with these bright ideas about what we were, what we should be, which is not reality.
Well, what's the real thing?
The real is we drank the Kool-Aid. You drunk the Kool-Aid because instead of dealing with the real problems, you want to go and find the easier solution. It has always been easier to blame someone else rather than everybody want to be. It kills me. I was watching The Daily Show, and this guy talking about Detroit, man. This is crazy. They cut off the water to the poor people, okay?
Yeah.
And because they didn't pay their water bill. In Detroit, the city of Detroit, just like here in Cleveland, they can do the same thing. Because Lord knows I'm buying my water bill.
Well, you know they tried it already with Toledo.
Well, Toledo's problem was the water was messed up.
But
let me tell you something about Detroit. They had this guy up talking about, they just poor. They don't want to pay it. Then they went out there and found that Comerica Park, the baseball park, the ice hockey rink for the Detroit Red Wings, and the golf course are behind the million. And they got all the water they want. They set the golf course and there's this fountain and shit. And meanwhile, my girl put on these buckets on one of the advocates and say you can stand out and catch the rain. When he brought it to this guy who's sitting up there, one of the administrators, some say, yeah, they just don't want it. They want it for free. I'm saying, are y'all nuts here? These, same people in Detroit who are firemen and so forth, they cutting back on their pensions. They don't have the money. Who the hell you think going to move into Detroit? Has anybody been in Detroit lately? They can put all the commercials they want with the people singing and what's the new Chrysler 300. Come down, my girl, who was in the Civil Rights Boulevard, and you see nothing. You want to see some place that looks blighted, looks like Beirut. I know a lot of y'all been up to the casino. You done been up there to Greektown and MGM. All you had to do is look around and see what's there. My point is, how can anybody in Michigan, anywhere, let those poor people go without water, who's in the city trying to maintain themselves, and then you turn around and let the golf rinks and all these people owe millions of dollars. Then we got the same thing here. Yeah. Trust me, CEI, Cleveland Board of Education, all the big things, you name them, I bet City of Cleveland even owes itself. And here they want to come after me because I didn't pay the extra $50 for the pollution tax and this. And I don't want to get into the suburbs and where they build and stuff. Because I'm telling you, my pipes are bursting all over the damn place. But I'm going to tell you, I look up here in Westlake and Avon Lake. I don't even know where they're at. I got to find them on the map. I know it takes you about an hour and a half to get there, and I don't know what I'm going to find when I get there. They got a, what's the name, park? What does he call that?
Crocker Park.
Crocker Park for Legacy. I'm trying to see. I walked through Legacy. That's all I did was walk through and made it fast because I couldn't buy anything. I went to buy a pair of, what do you call them, shoe boots. It cost me $15. No, it cost me $20. I'm like, $20? You just get them at Gold Circle, Uncle Bill's, Value City. Oh, they went out of business, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Silverman's. Yeah, am I talking to you people? Okay. You know what I mean? Anyway, Jazz, you got it. I'm getting these $20 piece boots. And the first thing comes out of this young white woman, I ain't got no problem with it. But she can't speak English. And she got this job in the store. I was like, what the hell? I said, she can say $20. You say, feel okay. And then the woman's showing her how to do this, that, and other. And I'm saying, this is where my $20 is going. I want to ask, do you have a green card? Because I know she is spanked it with that. Okay? And that don't, let's not get into our brothers.
Oh, they come over and get so much.
Well, they get invited like everybody else, and they get gas passed.
They can't get money.
Well, that's true, too. But you got to understand, there goes the myth again about how we need to influx of new blood. And that keeps us going, which to a certain extent is true. But we really don't, and we probably have to take a break here in a minute. But I'm going to give you something to think about. And I guess in our name, we call them the Brown Brothers. But, you know, last time I checked, Texas, Arizona, California, New Mexico was part of Mexico. They had Hispanics there. It wasn't like they just all of a sudden popped up. It's we who came out there and started taking over stuff. Now, all of a sudden, once we recognize them, that they're there, we want to talk about where they got to go to. Well, most of them been here longer than we have. We just haven't recognized them. But the point of the matter is, why can't they have the same opportunity? And they talking about 5 million that's here. You don't send them back to where? First of all. Second of all, they keep talking about they only come here for the job. Well, who the hell is hiring them? Ain't that many Taco Bells and Paco's, tortilla shops? No. I'm talking about ain't that much Hispanic restaurant behind no 5 million illegal aliens. Try Oscar Mayer. Try some of the other big packaging plants. Okay, that's who's got them. Go to Southwest. See who they're building all the business. Now, I heard they could build Pueblos, but they building more than Pueblos and not the Indies. Okay? I knew I was in trouble because 1/4 is a lie. I went to get some firecrackers. And I think I went out to Hudson or somewhere. I just knew it was raining, it was far. I come down here and I'm driving, it's down rain. I see somebody out there digging a trench on the side of the street. I'm like, who the hell is that? What kind of person? They were digging, doing landscaping. It was in the storm and rain and shit. I'm like, hold on, I know there ain't nobody black, white, or Chinese. They were Mexicans. And I'm saying, now, last thing, I don't even want to talk about Lorraine and Leary when they make the raids and stuff, and they just take our whole boatloads. We'll get into that on another thing. But these are just things. Give the brothers a chance. They've been here. Yeah. They're going to be here. Give them a chance. It ain't going to hurt. They've been there anyway. You ain't. I'm telling you, they ain't took one morsel out of my mouth. The Koch brothers have, but they haven't. If I can drink it, if I can eat it. And that's when we come back, we'll talk about West Virginia and what the hell they drinking down there. Thank you again. It's Black Talk Radio. Glad to have this for.
Hey. All right, y'all. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 43 seconds. Georgia will probably call back. All right, y'all. That's the Elder Speak Show. That was Due for Love, rendition by Emacs, the Image, Cleveland Zone. And we'll right back into the conversation. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. Press 1 to talk. And all righty.
And, brother, I want to once again thank the audience. Obviously, I went over quite a few things, and I'd be interested in a few comments from the audience. So, you have the number to call in, and feel free to do so. While we had our short break, as I said, a couple things have come up about what was being said. And I just generally, I guess my concern is, really, as I see shows, and especially some of the comedy shows like Daily Show, Colbert, and some of the rest of them, where they bring in people and you actually see people talk, and you just wonder where they're coming from and what world are they in, what bubble. I don't get it. I have nothing against country people. I've been living in country and so forth, but they are the salt of the earth. But some of the ideas that come there and the realization about what happens to a great deal in the majority, I have to say the majority of people in this country and what they face just don't make any sense. And the belief, they keep talking about hard working and so forth. I ain't known too many people that are poor to want to be. If there's any way out, they can. Certain things, obviously, they can do amongst themselves. But you can't sit up in and just be concerned about other people and give treasure away in terms of foreign wars and build up stuff. You know, give me about 1/10 of the money that those people got in Iraq for all that military equipment we get. Just think about that. Just think about what you could be able to recruit. All they get is the excess tanks and stuff involved, the city and quell the riots that may happen in Ferguson here and there. Just think of the money that could have been saved and what could have been used. And what do we get out of it? I don't understand. Yet still, that made me safe. Somebody tell me how it made me safe. I should say, for 10 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, and when I grew up 10 years in Vietnam, what did I gain from it? Hell, right now, all my shrimp is coming from Vietnam. Okay. That's my red snapper. You know, it's coming from there. Okay.
They got to go down on their
time. They ain't got ordinary people that can come there and pay for it. I'm telling you. I've been looking. I see all them commercials on Applebee's, and I sure want me an appetizer. I'm trying.
Well, you know what happened? They made it harder for the poor people. And poor people can't go to them places no more.
But it's there the people that's working there. Them the folks that's working on the minimum wage got to make it because, once again, you get into technology and everybody doesn't have it, you know? They talk about Germany, and all those have a smaller population. That's a gift, okay? I hear people say about Denmark and other things, health care is free and education. They only got 5 or 10 million people out there. But by the same token, we got to start somewhere, folks, with us, okay? We got to understand that everybody's involved here. And you can't keep talking about the middle class. I don't know what's the middle of. If 1% is at the top and 90% is at the bottom, where is that other 90%? Is 30% middle class and 60% is lower class? Or is it 40% middle and 40% lower? All I know is there's a bunch of folks. So yeah, hopefully we got some callers coming in. I'm hoping. No, I don't see anybody. Y'all know. Y'all can get up. It's interesting to hear what you say. I don't want to sit in and just go off on some of these things. Although, if you walk away from the Elder Show and Black Talk Radio, we appreciate it. It's just something to think about. But I tell you, and all I ask you to do this, look around. look around the difference, and let me tell you, there's some good things happening. Don't by any means. I mean, we're making all kinds of progress and so forth. And I'm going to tell you, thank God for medical things, because it's helped me, and I appreciate it. And the people that I see recently in the hospital, some nice folks there. But even talking to them, I can see working those shifts and what they were making. And I know darn well they wasn't getting part of that $2 that was for a tongue depressor, $3 for a Maalox tablet that I didn't need because my stomach wasn't upset. And he took more blood from me. I think they were feeding Dracula. Somebody was out there taking advantage of it. Because they wake me up every 3 hours trying to get their blood. I'm like, what the hell? Is it really going to change in 3 hours?
So they don't make you pay more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I tell you one thing. They like the old days. They come in and they touch you. This in the computer. Okay? They're going to type it in. Take a temperature, it's in the computer. And I know they ain't getting, if they get, I wouldn't mind if they give a percentage, okay? But I tell you, I had to ask, you know, but we want to put you in the MRI, and we want to put you in the, I'm like, wait, hold on. I hurt my elbow, okay? You can't see the x-ray as a break? I mean, how much of the break you want to know about, okay? Last time, when I was young, broke your elbow, was there, they put it in a cast, waited 6 weeks, and then your arm was up like spaghetti, but you worked it out. Now you got MRIs and RITs and FOBs, and shoot. Now you ain't even talk about how many people come in touch your toe and tell you we're going to say you're okay, and that's a $400 bill. And you wonder, and that reminds me, when was the last time you ever saw a hospital? Okay? You ain't seen it, okay? And I asked, it killed me because they had somebody come in from administration, a nurse. She said, we just want to make sure yourself is this, that, and the other. And we had this question here, and every question I said, how much does it cost? Who can I speak to and see what happened while I was in this? And who ordered that? I had more people taking care of me like you wouldn't be. I'm Dr. So-and-so, and I look at this thing, and he say, I'm from cardiology, and the other one's from vascular, and the other one's from this. I'm like, hold on, how y'all, well, he does that, and I'm like, wait, hold on. I got one of y'all is the shift head, the other one is a specialist, and the other one is an intern. Am I paying for all y'all? I see Case Western around on everybody uniform. Right. Why are you working at Metro and you from Case West? Are you getting paid there too?
Right.
I want to know. I'm telling you, am I supporting Case Western Medical School? You know, I just wonder sometimes about these things.
I heard them say that when you go in the hospital, they you don't go in and get cured. You just go in and get treated, even though they have cures for most of the stuff.
You gotta have that insurance that'll pay for the cure.
Well, that's about it. I mean, that's think about it. If you got cured, it wouldn't be needed, okay? There's something to be said about that. And once again, our country, let me say it, is one of the greatest ones around. But we still are. But the question is, what defines our greatness? And I think therein lies the problem. Because some people have some mistaken ideas. Thinking we can go back. Everybody talk about shredding the Constitution. Everybody read the Constitution, raise their hand. You ain't read no Constitution. Can you spell Constitution?
Yeah.
I'm messing with you. I'm on the series. They mess up the Constitution, everything else that's in there. You know, I just love it. I don't understand some people. And especially ones who just got over here from Russia. Cuba. How they gonna tell me about the American Constitution? It's been great for them because they ain't had to do anything to work for it. They ain't been in no field. They ain't picked no good. And I'm gonna be honest with you. Again, I ain't trying to crack no hammer. Nobody think that. I love the Irish just like I love the Italians and everybody else. But I ain't seen, every time they show me a field in California, I ain't seen no Irish, no Russian, no Lithuanian, no Polacks. All I see is Brownsville. Mm-hmm. I wonder why. Is it because it's closer to Mexico than it is to Harlan? You can't get past the West Coast or East Coast. You can't go past the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And for my Southern brothers, I don't understand this. You always want to go to the good old days, living in the land of cotton, all things that we never forgot. Look away, yeah, why you better look away? Because you wasn't doing the sharecropping.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think when you were sitting there with that mule and your grandfather was sitting back there? Hey, look at, think about all the movies. They sitting on the porch, old grandma with a corn pipe and a rocking chair. And what is she cooking? Dandelion. What is she eating? Possum and all of that. Okay. I don't call that be high class. Then I look around and I don't care the movies. You can see the slaves in there and that stuff. But all you see are people in white shirts and stuff, all the other white folks, where are they at? They're on little dirt farms, okay? Trying. Oh, yeah. Well, again, like I say. Well, they diversify. They diversify. But whatever it is, all I'm saying is, I don't care where you're at, north, east, south, or west, poor is poor. Okay? And at some point in time, you got to be able to. I see that. Wait, hold on. Do y'all remember there was an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico? And did you see on TV how the shrimpers was this, that, and the other? And the what's name was that? And now they're drilling more oil wells. Drill, baby, drill. That's all right. Now, yeah, you killed a couple of fish, wiped out a couple of doves. But hell, now they ain't got no crayfish. Down 40%. They're crying in New Orleans about what's going to happen. So let's think of oil well outside of Maryland and mess up the crabs. Let's throw another one outside New England and mess up the cod. Let's go out to California and kill all the darn whales and stuff and mess up. Well, I'm really good from California. I can't remember. Whatever cowfish is. It makes no sense. Something's happening. And then the first thing they want to talk about is that, oh, don't talk about that. I can really see you putting the oil well up in the Bering Sea. Okay? Ain't nothing gonna break down. They don't want you to get the same people who built that oil well in the Gulf of Mexico and let them put it up in Alaska. I know it'll be safe. You'll be seeing polar bears as black. What happened, mommy? What happened to that polar bear? Oh, baby, he just went by a oil spill. What? And you get ready to fight over that. I'm telling you, this that you guys, you know, we got to start around here somewhere. And did you hear about your boy Kim Young Pong or something? Said he was once in Korea.
Yeah.
Said he was out of what's name. He come back with a cane and stuff. Then he came back and he's okay. Killed another 100,000 people. What the hell? He gave up 3 Americans as a gesture. You know, went over there and just while Obama was over in China and stuff, talking stuff to them. And I said to myself, y'all are nuts. Because you got these lunatics who sitting over here and these people doing all this. So it could be worse. It could be worse. But again, as I said, hopefully these are a couple of things that you would think about. We only come every 2 weeks on Black Talk Radio. This time. Blog Talk Radio. And this is
The Elder Speak Show.
The Elder Speak Show. And so let's see. Again, some of these things may happen because it's been interesting. You know, the election and Republican gets in and say, oh, we got to do this, we got to do that. And, well, it's a good question. They won, but they may have lost because now they got a government. They actually got to do something. And that's going to be interesting to see. I want to see what, you know, sometimes I think, I say to myself, Republicans should get everything they want. Cut back, plague Medicare to just block grant and stuff, and let people start dying off and stuff, and see how really bad it is that you don't need this social welfare, and see just how it works out.
Cut off Obamacare. convenient.
Yeah, but then all you got to do is go to South Gilda and work in the oil well. Now, you may live in a shanty town. Most of y'all, you ever, y'all work, what's that, Hales on Wheels? And you see how they were building a railroad? That's exactly what it looked like in North Coast. Just like that. Water steps, the boards you got on, and then I'm saying, y'all don't, we on the internet. Take a picture. Go back to what's the name, South Dakota, and see what you see. It'll look like a shanty town. Because ain't nothing there. Ain't nobody coming in. Okay?
But they got all the people telling us what to do.
Again, because our wonderful United States Constitution, everybody talks about, gives two senators to each state, no matter how much population. And each senator can block any legislation, any treaty, any bills, any Supreme Court. Not only Supreme Court, down. Do you know that a senator in South Dakota can block a judge's nomination in Cleveland, Ohio?
No.
Or Baltimore?
How?
Because it just blocks it. What do they call this word for it? Somewhere back. No, they tabled it or something. Where they put in an objection and it never comes up. And so, therefore, you can mess with everybody you want to and get on there who you want. Yes, you can. And that's what senators can do. That's why you think everybody want to be a senator? First, mm-hmm. They say 6 years in each state. And look at Mitch McConnell was born in there. And you know he looked like a tortoise, so he don't be there for another 50 years. Does he look like a tortoise? How long does a tortoise live?
You just don't win.
You can't. Because the same people in there doing the same stuff, and I think they look back. And some of them I think they have good intentions, but they go back to the way they grew up. I listen to Kasich when he's running for governor, talk about when he grew up and how his family did this. And I look at who's the guy, that's head of the House of Representatives. He's from Ohio, and he's from a small town. I think we stopped in there one time to the McDonald's and stuff. And, on the road going to South Carolina. But my point is, Bainer. And he was talking about, he had eight people in his family. His father had a pub, and he grew up in the watch. But that ain't happening no more. First of all, your daddy can't run the pub because the taxes don't get you. Can't afford the liquor, and everybody's breaking in. You get robbed every other week. Okay? And then ain't nobody there to even buy the liquor. Think about it, y'all, out there. And I hate to, because I love Tiffin, and I love Mansfield, and all those. But what happens when the one industry moves out? What do you do then? Who employs what? And look at all the other things that fall. All you got to do is look at them. They're right outside the major cities, and they talk about it all the time. That's what gets me. Yet still, it's supposed to be this American way. I'm supposed to be taken away from when I work every day. Oh, please. I want to see. When the airport comes and sets down in Medina or Geauga County, okay, I want to see what happens. When the factory comes and puts itself in Sandusky on top of the lake, I want to see what happens. See what happens, Felita. You were talking about the water. They got so many farmers up there, the runoff. It messed up the water so they couldn't drink it. Are y'all nuts? But hey, man, they ain't messing with the environment. You can't drink the water, but we ain't messing the environment up.
Right.
And they say they willing to go with it, but they got to use the fertilizer because you got to get out the corn. Did you price pumpkins this year? You see how small they were? Right. I just shit. You know? Man, my grandson looked at his dad and he said, Grandpa, is that really a pump? That ain't what I saw Charlie Brown had.
Right.
It was a small beak he put up in his hand. Come on, y'all. Something got to happen.
You can't even make the face on
the front. I'm telling you. And we ain't even talked about the weather. For these last couple of minutes, I'm glad he called on the Elder Show because we're running it down on Block Talk Radio. But, boy, I tell you, and I want y'all to stay warm because the people in South Carolina, I see that propane. The damn propane probably is froze. So they're in bad shape. They don't know nothing about a coat. They showed somebody in Atlanta. They couldn't talk because they're cheap and chapping. Now, the kids are having fun. The parents are trying to go out and chop down the tree or something. But I tell you, maybe log cabins might be the way to go. We'd be self-sufficient. It is cold as hell out there. And it's just November. We still got December. And y'all ain't getting it. Y'all thought y'all was safe with Dallas. And then Albuquerque, you catch it now. See what we probably got in a great place. Once again, I want to thank you. Please send me to Black Talk Radio and the Elders Show. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And again, maybe something to think about. We're going to open it up next time and get a bunch of callers in because I know gave you a whole lot to think about. We appreciate that you giving us the opportunity.
Of course.
So, get some comments, some questions in, let you know what thanks on some of these things. Because they're going to be here. Pretty soon we'll have 5 million new guests. Okay?
That's right.
So, we might as well say, well, welcome.
All right, y'all. We'll holler at y'all tomorrow to the Talk Radio.
Yay! That's what I'm on, Hood Talk Radio. That's what I was trying to get. Wasn't the blog.